This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Governor Jared Polis is scheduled to speak tonight at one of the country's largest pro-Israel gatherings. CPR's Matt Bloom reports security at the Jewish National Fund Conference in Denver is tight.
Streets around the Colorado Convention Center were barricaded off ahead of this week's conference. More than 2,000 Jewish leaders and Israel supporters are expected to attend panels and fundraising events. Ron Werner is a Denver business owner attending. He says he expects there to be protests.
We need to learn about each other and from each other. Screaming at each other doesn't solve the problem.
Pro-Palestinian groups have planned demonstrations throughout the weekend, but conference organizers say programming and fundraising for the group's humanitarian work in Israel will continue as planned. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are down after nearly hitting a yearly high last week. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The number of patients hospitalized with confirmed cases fell to 267. A year ago at this time, the state recorded 440 COVID-19 hospitalizations, which turned out to be the peak for last fall and winter. The percent of people testing positive for the virus in ERs is at 2%, far below double-digit peaks earlier in the pandemic. By far, most utilities report increasing levels of the virus detected in wastewater, a signal of ongoing high levels of transmission. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fort Carson will light prescribed burns on the base. Intermittent smoke will likely be visible from both the I-25 and Highway 115 corridors in the area now through next month. This is CPR News.